swing and a high drive. Deep left field, on its way, back to the wall, Lyle, it's out of room, it's gone! And it's happened again, Harper this time! Bryce Harper puts the Phillies on top! 7-5 in the top of the ninth!
They did it again! Welcome on in, it is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a lot to get to today, including a try day. We're going to try to help someone, one of our favorites here at WIP. We'll get to something said to us yesterday, and a lot on the Phillies. Also, Scott Fransky, who's had a heck of a week, will join us at 12, and Milt Thompson in studio at 1 p.m. Excited for that. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philadelphia. And you know what? I just want to let people know I was reading and I was watching television yesterday, right? And the rats and mice are mutating here in Philadelphia.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
They're getting immune to the rat poison and stuff. So much so, it's happening at such a fast rate that they have to figure out other ways to try to exterminate them.
We need new traps, traps.
Better traps, right? Because they're not eating the food, and they've become immune to the normal rat food that we have.
Evolution.
They got smarter. Yeah, what are you going to do?
They're evolving.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Because when they said mutating, I thought we were talking about like some Ben stuff. I know that's the old movie that none of y'all probably remember.
Like Splinter from the Teenage Mutant Ninja.
Well, yeah, I was thinking that, but
Super
I was more
Shredder from the second.
No,
movie.
I was thinking more Ben. And I that's probably dating myself, but Michael Jackson had a song about Ben. It was about a rat that this dude, he learned how to treat, he learned how to train these rats.
Yeah.
And he would control the rats. And so that's kind of,
This is Ben, the 1972 film?
Yeah, Joe. Why you laughing so hard?
Yeah, I didn't know it. I didn't
trying
know
to sprinkle
it was.
Y'all with some game. No, because when I said it, everybody looked at me like I was crazy. There's some people out there listening that don't know exactly what I'm talking about. Because that was a scary movie back in the day.
They could mutate into chefs.
Like, you mean like Ratatouille? Like, listen.
Remy?
Like, listen.
Great flick. I got stuck on the ride in Disney World a couple years ago, and the Ratatouille ride just shut down.
I tell you what, though. I don't care in what universe that we're living in. I ain't letting no rat cook me no meal, man. That's just not.
No, but Remy could cook, though.
I don't care. It's a rat.
See what he was putting out?
No, I saw
it. You wouldn't have known. You would have enjoyed it. No. All right. Well, you did use the word mutating there. You know who's mutating in front of our eyes? The Phillies, Hugh Douglas.
Yes. Segway.
Well, listen. Well, I don't know if we're ever going to have a week like this again. I mean, honestly, it does. You could have a good team, a bad team, a great team, whatever. It's rare to have a week like this. The Phillies are the first team in Major League Baseball history to hit a go-ahead home run in the ninth inning three consecutive games. And last night really may have been the wildest one of all. They were down 5-0, and it was Sanchez that got hit. Sanchez did not pitch well last night. Rare rough ones, right? Whatever. We'll chalk it up. Tough one. Move on. He'll be fine. But he didn't pitch well. Nationals got him. They're down 5-0. Hugh, I was watching about halfway through the game. Sanchez got hit. The defense wasn't good last night behind him. And I was like, all right, this is just one of those games, right? In a long season, one of those games. They won two dramatic games, and I kind of just said, all right, they're going to lose this one. Go beat the Mets 2 out of 3, and we'll consider it a good road trip. And they come back, and they get that inning where there's a bunch of walks, and they get the runs in. They tie the game, and then you get to the ninth, and then it's Harper. And then it's everyone on this team contributing right now. And it's amazing because they just took a series where they could have lost all four games. And they went 3-1. I mean, they were down in all the games. I mean, they didn't have a great series from start to finish, but they found a way to win 3 out of 4 games in this series. Hugh, it feels like every night it's the same story, but it's becoming their story, which is you can't kill this team. They're never out of games.
Yeah, it was fun to watch, man. No question about that. You talk about the resilience that you've shown. That's what you need to see. And it gives us fans something to be excited about.
Yes.
And then when you talk about in baseball, with so many different, feats and historic things that have happened. Because baseball is the one sport that history is a big part of the game. And a lot of these, historic events have happened, and they've stood the test of time. We talked about Sanchez a couple months ago that did something that didn't happen for almost, 100 years,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken? So that's why to be the first to do that in baseball is pretty phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. And this baseball team just keeps getting better and better and better. They're 36-17 under Don Mattingly. 36-17 since switching the manager. And this series started to really show, I think, what they can be. Because if they get offense like they got in this series, with the pitching they have, the closer they have, They're going to win most series. They're going to win a lot of baseball games. 215-592-9494. Can we be reminded of just a couple days ago what we heard from Clayton Beter, the Nationals relief pitcher, who all of a sudden became a household name? I mean, goodness gracious. Now we know this guy's name. He talked after Monday's game how much he loves beating the Phillies, and then we know what happened since then. Here's Beter on Monday.
Just overall, a performance like this in a big division series to get a four-gamer started. How's it feel?
Yeah, it fires us up. I mean, I don't think there's any team we want to beat more than the Phillies. So, great way to start the series, and looking forward to the next week.
Is that just because you're playing them now or within the division, kind of looking at them in the standings? Why is that?
Yeah, standings a little bit. I think we always just got a little extra juice against them. You know, they're close. They always draw fans here. We just want to beat them.
Well, he wanted to beat him, and then they didn't beat him again the rest of the series. Phillies win the last three. Three straight games with a go-ahead home run in the ninth inning. It was, I mean, just it's everyone. It's the stars. It's the guys in the middle. Then last night, it's Bryce Harper. Let's hear from Harper after the game, after his home run. He said something that we haven't said about the Phillies in quite some time. Here's Bryce Harper.
Bryce, what are wins like this tell you about a team?
Yeah, we're coming. I mean, watch out, right? I mean, obviously, we're a great ball club. We knew it. We knew we had it in us, and, you know, we're playing good baseball right now, and, you know, it's a great ball club that we have. We have a lot of fun, obviously, and, you know, we're a great team. We just got to keep going.
You know, Hugh, I haven't heard that word said about the Phillies in a while. Certainly the first time all year. The G word, and not good, but great. Bryce said it after the game last night. And I think if you look at the overall picture, you would say, well, I mean, the Dodgers have a better record, the Brewers have a better record, the Braves have a better record. You know, there's a lot of teams that have better records than the Phillies. They're the fourth best record in the National League. So if you just look at the record, you say, you know, it's only June. But, you know, I heard him say it last night, and I started thinking about it. This team is playing great baseball, and they've played great baseball for a while now. This isn't a week or two or three or four. 36-17 under Don Mattingly. They're playing under Mattingly at a 109-win pace. That's great. I mean, that's great in any year. 109 wins is rare. And I look at the way they're doing it. They have six players on this team that I can make a legitimate all-star case for. Mm-hmm. Harper, Schwarber, Marsh, Wheeler, Sanchez, Duran. No, I'm not going to do it for Bone. But I can do it for...
Hold up.
Care about that voting. I can make the case for six players to make the All-Star team.
Why I got
to
be like that on
the Friday? Can make the case for six players to be on the All-Star team. And they have the look, man. They have a clutch. We're not out of it. Something's brewing here. Look, I haven't used the G word for the Phillies in a while. But Harper said it last night, and I agree. That this team right now looks great. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas, is this Phillies team great?
Oh, you know what? I
great.
Had fun watching these three games
here
from the last
here
couple
we,
of nights. And then we had Dick Lovelady on the mound, and he got hit around a lot. That was an awesome thing.
That sap beater
talking all that trash. And to have three games where you were trailing and you come back in the ninth inning and you win them all is phenomenal. But
you had to throw the butt in on a Friday.
Yeah, I know. You know, can I just, like, since we're telling stories, and you, like Dan Orlovsky told me, can I tell the story about what I was thinking about when I was riding in? I was like, I hope Joe don't ask me how I feel about this team this morning, because I don't want to burst anybody's bubble.
But
my first thought was, and I'm thinking about this from the perspective of a good team. Watching the Phillies play. Because, you know, even though you talk about the most hits in Major League Baseball right now, is that what you say? They got scoring the most runs or whatever, the Nationals?
The Nationals came into the series having the most runs per game in baseball.
Yes.
Yep, offensively.
So you're playing a team that's up and coming, right? But when you're realistic about it, they're not in the playoff picture. When you talk about some of the teams that they could probably get in. Who knows?
Yeah, they might get a wild card.
They might
maybe,
get a wild card.
Maybe.
Who knows? But when you talk about the upper echelon teams that you're playing against, they're not in comparison to them. So my first thought was, it's great to show resilience because that's something that carries over into other games. But if I'm one of the teams that's at the top of the trash heap and I'm looking at that, my first thought is, I'm not going to let you climb back in.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm going to keep my foot on your neck. And that's the thing that concerns me, because – realistically, I mean, it's a great feat, and I'm not trying to poo-poo it. I'm not. But I'm also grounded in reality. You struggled against a team that's not in the position or the stratosphere that you're in. You struggled against them.
Yeah, they were down in all the games.
Yes,
all four games.
And you fought to have to get back.
Yep.
A good team is not going to let you do that. And that was my thought process watching that. Love to see it. Don't get me wrong. I love to watch it because it's exciting to see baseball like that, and I'm living in the moment. But when we start talking about playoffs and stuff like that, if I'm the team that's playing against the Phillies, the first thing I think about, you know how this team is resilient. Mm. Can't let them back in. If you get your foot on their neck, keep it on there, because you can't let them get back in. These are the moments that they live for, these big moments where they come up with these big plays. You're talking about the Derek Hill, the Bryce Harpers in play. Like, you have to keep those moments down. So that's the first thing I thought about. You don't want to live by that all the time. You really, really don't.
Well, I know that I agree with him. You can't make a living being down every ninth inning and coming back. That I agree with. I just view it this way. Every year it feels like there's a team or two that starts off like crap, and then they play.
They get hot.
They play great, but their season record never actually gets great because of the hole they dug themselves, right? That was the Phillies in 2022. I mean, you look at the Phillies 2022 from the moment Topper took over until the World Series, they were one of the best couple teams in baseball. It's just they buried themselves so far, we never really felt it or knew it. Then the 2019 Nationals, which is the team that won the World Series after Bryce Harper left, they did that. I think they were 19-31. But you kind of started watching them in June, July, August. You're like, this team's raking right now, and they're pitching, and they're dominant. If they get in, and they won the World Series. This team's kind of has that look. They're playing great baseball for a long period of time. I mean, 36-17 is 53 baseball games. It's basically a third of a season. They have been the best team in baseball right there. I'm starting to feel that this team's got this gear to them now. I expect Dave Dombrowski to go out there and add. We'll see how much and what he adds, but he's going to add. They've got a lot going on right now, and there's like this thing about them. They look, we knew they had talent, right? They're supposed to be a really good team. That was not in question. So they got their act together with the manager. Their talent is obvious. They have six-ish all-stars. And now they're starting to have that look like, man, we
I thought you were about to say they have six-ish vibes.
No, I don't
please don't ever say that.
What are we doing?
Well, I said ish because I know you want to bring up that Bowman Stott are close to the all-star
voting. I'm just saying, they have six
deserving all-stars. Let's put it that way, all right? Close, all right? Six deserving all-stars. Mm. The bottom line is they got a lot of talent. They're playing well. They got the manager thing locked in. This team feels great right now.
I will say this. You know what I like about what I'm seeing so far? And they have to keep it going. Contributions from everybody else. You know what I mean? When you talk about Kyle having the tight back or whatever and other guys stepping up and they're getting big hits in big moments.
But Derek Hill.
Yeah. You got to have that because the last 3 years we've complained about the fact that if the big three go cold, whomever you want to say the big three is or the key bats go cold, yep, then the whole offense goes cold. So to have contributions across the board from each individual or different individuals is pretty unique. It's pretty good.
If you know, for the first time all season, they're doing exactly what we asked. Can the other guys just help? And they are, right? Like the last month and a half, Stott, Bohm, JT, Derek Hill, they're getting enough help from those guys that it's working. And that they're not just relying on Schwarber, Harper, or Marsh. 215-592-9494. Is this Phillies team great? Yes or no? Harper said it after the game last night. Kyle, where are you at as the Phillies do it again in D.C.?
They're playing great. I'm having the time of my life this season, watching this team.
It's
been the most fun series that I've seen in a while. Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. Like, I honestly can't remember a series quite like this. The Nationals bullpen is a gift, I will say.
It reminds me of the Phillies 5 years ago.
It's horrendous.
You might as well put workmen on the back of their jerseys.
I mean, it's a disgrace what their bullpen is. I still sort of go back to what we talked about yesterday. I just think there's too many holes in this team for me to say they're great. And, like, how can I say they're great when one of their top three guys in the order is batting, like, low 200s?
Yeah. I mean, Trey's a problem.
Trey Turner kind of stinks this year.
He kind of had a good series under the radar here. Yeah, he got two hits in three games in a row, I think.
And I have two starting pitchers who I have full confidence in. That's great. Mm-hmm. I have one bullpen arm that I have full confidence in. Like, I just want to put things into perspective here. I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. I still feel the same way I did yesterday. Yep. They can win the World Series. They could. They could go toe-to-toe with any team in the league, I think. But I need to see this a little bit. I need to see them at the deadline. I need to see them go through the rest of the season here and continue to have their foot on the gas here for me to call them a great team. I just think there's still another level here that I'm waiting to see. And I need to see them get a little bit more complete, I think, before I go around throwing around the G word, Joe.
Yeah, the G word. Well, I mean, Bryce Harper threw it out. I'm agreeing.
And he
with
should. And you know what? And Bryce should throw that word out there because that's how Bryce feels. I'm a fan.
And he should want that his teammates to feel that way.
Yes,
they should all be excited.
Yes, he should say that. I'm a fan. So I'm going to be a little skeptical because I see it from a different perspective. But I also understand where Bryce is coming from because he's looking at it like, at the end of the day, the Nationals are a professional baseball team. And you play the team that's in front of you. But the reality is you have to know and you have to keep that momentum going when it comes to when you play good teams.
Sure.
Now, you got another Cometa Tan that you're about to play.
Who just fired their manager, by the way.
Mets fired their manager this morning. So you want to keep that momentum going. Mm-hmm. And I don't have the schedule in front of me.
I think it's Mets, Pirates, which will be a challenge next week.
Yeah.
Pirates, and then they have a long road trip into the All-Star break. All right, it's Detroit, Cincinnati, Kansas City, something like that.
So I say all that to say, Kyle, that the schedule favors you to gain some momentum. But when you play those good teams, you have to remember the moment that you had last night.
Yeah.
You got to remember that moment.
Because we're not going to get the Nats bullpen in the playoffs. Mm-mm. We're not. We're going to get Mizorowski. We're going to get, the Dodgers. This is not going to be what we're seeing all season.
Well, sure. No, but you know what they are? They're building momentum. And they've been building momentum now for two straight months. I mean, 36-17 in any 53-game stretch is that's great baseball.
But one bad week, and the momentum's kind of gone, right?
I mean, that's their job to not let that happen. Right. But you're right about that. 215-592-9494. All right, your take on it. Bryce Harper, after the game last night, after the Phillies did it again, said this is a great team. Do you agree? Is this Phillies team great? Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Chris?
Happy Fighting Friday, man.
On Friday's fighting in here? No. Unless it's 11:50, then maybe that.
Fighting Phillies. We're fighting.
Get past that.
What's up? What's up, Chris?
Douglas, before I get to you with I get some scorn for you, sir. I do have to pass along a message. Skip asked me to tell you, can you bring the bean dip to this weekend's pre-4th of July block party? Mm-hmm. That was first Skip.
Come on.
I want you to bring the bean dip.
Come on. Mm-hmm. It's a no? You're just saying no to Skip? It's part of the HOA.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
He said he likes your bean dip.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Guys, let's explore the facts here. Let's explore the facts of this, because I think that's what we need here, Joe. Joe, let's help these guys out here. So I'm going to say it slow so anybody out there can understand. Rob Thompson's team record was 9-19. Donnie Mattingly's team is 36-17. Rob Zombie's team had a negative 54 run differential versus Mattingly's plus 58. The Zombie, 3.64 runs per game versus the Don's 4.85. And last number here for you, runs allowed per game with the Zombie, 5.57 versus Donnie Baseball's 3.75. You know what? Listen, mind you all of this. He's getting this done. Well, Trash Turner continues to have an abysmal season. Painter's pitching, it was as embarrassing as Hughes' softball swings. And the Phillies during this 50-game stretch, under the great Don Mattingly, this campaign, have the best record in Major League Baseball. And I can't get you, Douglas, to believe, or the mustache. You know what? Damn it, wet blanket, Douglas. No, sir. Not today. We're not doing this. We're talking about the fightings. This team is the ninth inning nightmare that teams just don't want to face anymore. And we're all led by high leverage Phil, who coming off of the bat is like a reincarnation of Dobbs again. Like, you and Kyle, you know what? You're welcome to climb on the Phillies NL East champions bandwagon.
Nobody's off of the bandwagon, Chris.
You're off. And you know what?
How about
you,
that?
You,
I'm pushing you off.
You, Douglas.
Yes.
Nah, you. I even got a step stool ready for you and Ron from Montco, okay, if you need help getting up there.
Well, Ron's lost cause. Ron's a lost cause.
I don't think Ron's jumping on the bandwagon.
Ron is a dope.
Listen, MVP and V3 tried to tell you last night how it is. This team is great. No, you know what? They're not just great. Just like Bryce, they're elite. Get your templates ready. And, hey, try day today, Hugh. Try to behave. today and not get yourself almost fired like last Friday.
All right, Let's go. Appreciate the phone call.
Try to behave is great.
Try to behave, especially at 11:50. All right, 215-592-9494. Look, this Phillies team for now 2 months has been among the top two or three teams in all of baseball. They're coming off of an incredible week. And Kyle said it, he's right. This is probably the most fun week we've had in a long time. And if you go back to Saturday, right, the last week, calendar week or so, within the last week, they had three straight comebacks, go-ahead home runs in the ninth inning every single game by guys all across the roster, right? Hill as a pinch hitter just got here, Marsh, the emerging star, and Harper, of course, the guy. And then you go back to last Saturday, right? That was where they had the three home run game by Schwarber coupled with the cycle by Bryce Harper. It's been as fun of a week as you can imagine. This Phillies team is building momentum. And they look great to me. Like, what I'm watching right now looks like a great baseball team. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Are you willing, ready to say, and do you agree with Bryce Harper? This Phillies team is great. We'll take all your phone calls on this. Plus, we have to get to a Tri-Day Friday coming up at this. A couple things. We'll let you hear from Bryce Harper after the game, because he had quite a moment with him versus the Nationals fans last night. You'll hear from Bryce Harper and a Tri-Day Friday. We need to help out a friend. We need your help as we try to help out a friend who put together a list yesterday right here live on WIP, and it's got a lot of holes, a lot of issues, specifically with where Hugh Douglas was ranked on it. We'll get to that coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.